In the Hudson Valley, I'm Allison Dunn. More than a dozen elected officials stood with New York State Senator Greg Ball Thursday, urging state lawmakers to pass a comprehensive mandate relief package. They say without mandate relief beyond what Governor Andrew Cuomo proposed in his 2013-2014 budget, municipalities and school districts will go broke. They assembled at Yorktown Town Hall in Westchester, and Republican Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino was there.
It seems to me that most people are against waterboarding, and yet we're getting waterboarded by Albany in unfunded mandates. So we're feeling like we're drowning, and we are going to drown in a real short period of time unless something in a real way is done, and soon.
And here's Republican Senator from Putnam County, Greg Ball.
And there is nothing, no stronger bipartisan issue than unfunded mandate relief. It may not be sexy, but it is directly attached to both tax relief and job creation in a real way.
He is renewing his call for a comprehensive unfunded mandate relief package he says was ready to go 2 years ago, and in which 300 items await a yay or nay.
And we need to have an up or down vote. So what needs to happen is our conference has to look at those. We have to have an up or down vote on those 300 items. The assembly has to do it. We need to pull those together. And the governor has to demand that there be an up or down vote on the floor.
Westchester's Astorino said pension costs are just one example of why staying afloat is difficult.
Our total bill for Westchester County government was $3 million for pensions in 2001. Last year, it was $81 million. This year, it's $91 million. Next year, it's $95 million. It's impossible. And that money that has to go to pay for that bill in particular takes away money for some of the other programs that we need, or tax relief.
Officials from the New York State Association of Counties have said while there are no new state resources set aside to ease the financial burden of state mandates in the proposed budget, Governor Cuomo continues to recognize the fiscal pressures on counties. Here's Cuomo delivering his proposed budget last month.
Last year, we began enacting mandate relief, and we've enacted significant mandate relief. The pension reform Tier 6 bill made a big difference, the Medicaid relief, and early intervention. This year, we want to continue to give Medicaid assistance. Last year, we started by taking over the growth of Medicaid, capping the growth. This year we'll assume another $111 million to reduce the cap to 2. It will phase down to 0 by fiscal year 16.
But Ball, Astorino, and the others assembled Thursday say that's not enough, that as good a job as the governor has done in the past 2 years, a bolder approach is now needed. Mary Beth Murphy is the supervisor of the town of Somers in northern Westchester. She agrees with her fellow Republicans and others that unfunded mandates are choking town budgets and gives an example.
In the last 5 years, the state has mandated stormwater retrofits in the municipalities and communities around here. Just that five-year portion of that program for 19 municipalities exceeds $42 million.
The Arlington Central School District is in Dutchess County, and Neil Martin is the school board president.
It's a constant struggle from a school district perspective to be able to make ends meet. And many school districts are finding a difficult time remaining solvent in this economy and with the tax cap situations that we're facing.
Senator Ball, who represents the 40th State Senate District, covering parts of Dutchess, Putnam, and Westchester counties, says without more expansive mandate relief, residents will leave New York in search of tax relief.
We need this governor to get away from the social issues, get away from the issues that divide us, and focus on the biggest bipartisan issue this state has ever seen, unfunded mandate relief, and allow your county executives and your town supervisors to deliver the tax relief to their citizens that the citizens need before they continue to move to states like North Carolina and South Carolina and Texas, where the pizza and bagels suck.
In response, Secretary to the Governor and Chair of the Mandate Relief Council, Larry Schwartz, in a statement, pointed to the governor's new measures in this year's budget to help localities realize savings. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.